FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is September 27th, 2017. Well, what's happening with Bitcoin? Mario Draghi, head of the ECB, had some interesting things to say about it, as did Morgan Stanley. Could Jamie Dimon be wrong? Well, if you want to know, listen on. And as always, send us an email at kl@kerrylutz.com. And Andrew Hoffman is with us now. Don't forget his new site, CryptoGoldCentral.com. Andy, welcome back.
Well, thanks as usual, Kerry. And yes, CryptoGoldCentral has now been around for just over 2 weeks. There are more than 130 unique blog posts. And these are, you know, things that people know me know. There's a lot of writing and thought that goes into it. This is some serious stuff, mostly about Bitcoin, also about gold. But I want people to realize now that my focus now is Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. My interest in gold is I've been talking about for some time now, as a passive investment. Gold will benefit from the switchover of the monetary system, but not because the system just collapses of its own weight, which could happen. I mean, if we bomb North Korea, or simply if economic Mother Nature has her way against all the manipulation, that could happen. But more likely, I think what's going to happen is it's going to be what I call the ultimate monetary death cross, where fiat currency is usurped by cryptocurrency. And I think 2018 is going to be a watershed year in that aspect around the world. I think it's going to shock people what they see happen in that space. And when that does happen, and the governments fight back, as we've been seeing in the last couple of weeks, I mean, what more do you need to know than Jamie Dimon viciously, you know, talking about flailing at windmills like Don Quixote attacking Bitcoin, sounding like a madman. And then the Chinese government doing the most bullish imaginable thing for Bitcoin by banning it. And, you know, kind of like telling a teenager that he can't drink or that he can't smoke pot or something like that, except 1,000 times more important and relevant. And you have all these things going on at once. And in the background, gold will just sit there, and eventually the government will say, why are we spending our time? No one even cares about it anymore. And we don't even have any gold. And so let's just focus with our Don Quixote efforts at attacking Bitcoin. And then gold will be $10,000 and no one will care and you'll get to enjoy it. And that's the end of the story. But in the meantime, the big stories are not about whether the Fed is going to raise rates, or the Janet Yellen is wary of whether the Fed should go faster or slower. Janet Yellen is about to be fired in the next month. And or, you know, even if Trump is, you know, tweeting about North Korea, because look, either do it or don't do it. If you bomb North Korea, it's the end of the world. There will be World War III, and that will be the end of Tokyo and Seoul, and pretty much all the fiat currencies will be shot to hell if you do that. And if you don't do it, then nothing has happened. It's just a bunch of talking. So what is going on, people, what you need to focus on is the role that cryptocurrency is about to take in the world. 2018 is going to be the year where people forget about the dot-com. In fact, the dot-coms are already receding into the back of my memory, given how powerful this move is starting to be in cryptocurrency. And I think 12 months from now, when we look up and the whole world is talking about crypto and the whole world is talking about why did we ever trust these fiat currencies in the first place? Then you'll realize why I started this website and why I'm as energetic as I am right now.
Yeah, well, you're definitely energetic, Andy. Nobody can deny that one, that's for sure. So as far as where we're at now, when the head of probably the second largest or third largest central bank in the world says there's nothing that they can do about cryptocurrencies, about Bitcoin, that's pretty big, isn't it?
Well, again, you know, you had these double FUD events, the 1-2 punch that occurred just 2 weeks ago. And again, remember, you know, Bitcoin started like 12 months ago. Bitcoin was like $600. And at the beginning of the year, it was just $950. And it had this huge increase up to $5,000 on September 1st. which was justified, not a bubble. It's called adoption is increasing that fast. Not to mention SegWit, the big upgrade in the network's protocol, which was finally, after this 2-year or 3-year contentious debate, it was finally activated at the end of August, was a major catalyst for it. So, you know, what you have is, one, you have just a consolidation of major gains. At the same time, you know, we still have our FUD coming out, our fear, uncertainty, and doubt. It's always from China, China this, China that, China's going to ban this. Good China. China, you've destroyed the world economically with your Ponzi scheme economy. And now by banning Bitcoin, you just put like the turbochargers into it. So good for you. But in the meantime, when they announced it, of course, all the Chinese people that were dumb enough to keep their money on exchanges had to liquidate. And then, of course, you had some traders who bought at the top and some margin positions, and they had to liquidate. And then, of course, you know, the mainstream media spreads FUD. Oh, look at this. All the governments are going to fight back. So you get some more people. And, you know, it went under 3,000 for about 5 minutes, and then it rocketed back up, and it's been hovering around here. And then at the same time, right, as that happened, you have Jamie Dimon, who's probably maybe one of the worst people the planet's ever produced, one of the biggest white collar criminals and sociopaths, coming out with, you know, Schiff-like comments about Bitcoin. Just absolutely ridiculous propaganda. Makes absolutely no sense at all, because he's scared. This is what I've been saying all along. The government is going to fight, is going to stop worrying about gold. I mean, they're still holding it down in the markets, but they're not focusing on it. They're like, now they're fearful. They're fearful of Bitcoin because Bitcoin is becoming so powerful. So they're, you know, they got their Jamie Dimon attacking it, and they got the Chinese government banning it, all this. And then, bam, 2 weeks later, it's all over. That's it. Not even 2 weeks. It's all over. This morning you had, I mean, for people who are into conspiracy theories, which everyone knows I'm not, to see Mario Draghi make comments like that this morning, I'm like, wow, does he actually want Bitcoin to see? Does he realize what he said this morning? I mean, he can't be that dumb. He can't realize that what he said this morning wasn't a wildly bullish. I mean, as bullish of a statement about cryptocurrencies I can imagine. When he was asked at this official hearing, you know, what do you think of Bitcoin? Like the Chinese, can you regulate? And he said, no, we have no power to do that. That's what he said. The ECB, the second, you imagine if Janet Yellen said that? I mean, yeah. What would the price would probably be up to 5,000 if Janet Yellen said that this morning? I mean, that's a big deal, and it's going to reverberate through the markets, and it's pretty much cleaned out all the weak hands and the margin sellers from the ridiculous FUD statements as we move toward the end of the year. And then just hours later, the CEO of Morgan Stanley, which, you know, it's ironic because Morgan Stanley was at one point a sister company of JP Morgan. He comes out and says, Jamie Dimon is wrong. Bitcoin is real. It's not a fad. And anonymous currencies are something to be watched. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what's going on. That's how fast the news cycle is. You know, I wrote an article in my private content. Again, 130 posts in my blog in just 2 weeks. People, take the 7-week free trial. It is freaking amazing. Picture this kind of picture all the way that I am talking, writing, but focus on something that I know is working and is going to change the world, and it's going to do so now. You know, I talked about positive resolution. I said gold, they never let it have a positive resolution. You know, it was about to break out. They smash it again. Bitcoin always has a positive resolution because nothing can stop it. And that's why it's breaking out now. And 2018, you won't believe what's going to happen. I wrote about how the capital budgets based on the SegWit upgrade alone, the technological spending on CapEx is going to be explosive, and that Wall Street is going to enter. You're going to have new options being traded that have to be backed by physical. They're not going to be able to be margin fractional reserve. You're also going to probably have ETFs that are approved, all kinds of stuff coming into the space. In 2018, I see that one of the biggest hedge fund managers is starting a $500 million cryptocurrency fund starting January 1st. I mean, it's going to be like nothing anyone has ever seen before. And people like Mario Draghi are just going to be sitting there staring at it. Pretty soon, you know, I say central banks aren't even paying attention to gold. Pretty soon, people won't even be paying attention to central banks at all. They're going to be paying attention to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency as it takes over the world.
Yeah, well, the trend is definitely in place. Nothing goes straight up, obviously. So where does it all end, Andy?
Well, again, you know, it's what the beauty of being in this business is, especially now that I can speak freely. I don't have to be pigeonholed into one aspect of the world. And frankly, an aspect of the world that's becoming less important. Again, gold is not money. It's been bastardized as money. Gold, the government steal it and they pretend they have a gold standard, and then they steal the gold. It's a storage of value. as a storage of value that is quickly going to be reemerging as such when the powers that be start worrying about the real future of money, which is crypto. And that's where the end game is. The end game is from just maybe a year or two ago, thinking it's got to be, you know, the system just collapses and not a gold standard. I was always like, look, gold will soar, but it's not going to be a gold standard afterward. I don't even know what it's going to be. It just won't be fiat currency. Well, now we know what it's going to be. With certainty, it will be cryptocurrency. And Bitcoin will never, I love when people say, Bitcoin is the first, so it can't be the best. You know, remember what happened to Netscape and AOL? No, it's the first for a reason, and it's the biggest and best, and it has a network effect that will never be surpassed. It is something that will never be replicated in history. It's the greatest gift to mankind that we've ever had, because it will finally enable the 99% to usurp the 1%. We've spent centuries, millennia of the 1% commandeering the lives and money of the 99%, but no longer because of this. And so that is the end game. And, you know, I was asking this morning, I was writing about, well, is the rise of crypto and Bitcoin going to be at the expense of the fiat legacy system, or is it going to be in addition to it? Meaning, I mean, are we going to have like a 2008 crash where everyone sells stocks and bonds and buys Bitcoin, or is it just going to supplement it? And my answer is, look, the money printing machines will only get stronger. That will never end. But I think it's simply a matter of, in real terms, the market value of cryptocurrency will absolutely explode relative to the legacy markets. Gold, of course, will go up with it. There's no way it'll ever replicate the type of growth that Bitcoin's going to have, although it's certainly going to have dramatic, dramatic real gains when the cartel is, well, I used to think it was going to collapse. Now I just think it'll disband, as in, what are we even doing this for? And then you look up and gold's 10,000, but 10,000 is nothing compared to what Bitcoin will be, because Bitcoin could be 100,000 or a million. And as I've said also recently, it could be a million without inflation, as in not inflation. You know, gold can get to a million, but only with hyperinflation. Bitcoin is going to be taking, Bitcoin and crypto in general are what will be taking over the global monetary system. So either embrace it or ignore it. And a perfect way to do that is just take the 7-day trial at my website. I've got 130 articles on every imaginable event, including plenty on gold, and just see the kind of things I'm talking about and saying, maybe I should stop even reading Zero Hedge. I mean, Zero Hedge or is itself starting to fall behind the curve because it's too focused on these mainstream events. These are the biggest monetary changes in the history of the planet, and people need to be focused on them.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. So of the cryptos out there, what are the top five besides Bitcoin?
Okay. Well, I will only own two right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that might change. I have Bitcoin. I have Litecoin to a much lesser extent. I write everything. Silver to Bitcoin's gold? Absolutely. And by the way, I've also written how I no longer believe silver is going to be a part, have the same kind of monetary role as it has in the past, because people are realizing in this world of cryptocurrency that the way to store value is, you know, the future is storing huge amounts of value in small packages. Obviously, you can store infinite amounts of Bitcoin on a hardware device or even in your head. And gold, yes, at its price, it certainly you can store. I was saying, for $470,000, you'd need 1,000 pounds of silver, but just 13 pounds of gold, and of course, nothing for Bitcoin. So I think gold has proven in the last 40 years that the gold silver ratio just, you know, it's had plenty of chances to fall. I think it's just not able to do that anymore. Now with cryptocurrency, I just don't see how it's going to be able to keep up. It's definitely going to go up when the cartel breaks, and significantly, it could easily go over $100. But I just don't, you know, to me, it's Bitcoin by far the number one, gold by far the number two when you talk about storage of value. And really, it's going to be a struggle to find anything else in a world where there's just so much backed by nothing.
Yeah.
And you asked, what are the other ones? Yes. Yeah. Bitcoin and Litecoin are the only, to me, monetary cryptocurrencies. They have caps. They were created to be decentralized completely with no central authorities. Governments can't touch them. And they are wisely maintained by core developers from around the world. Everything else is a tech stock to me. Some of them have brilliant ideas. Many of those ideas will be subsumed. It's kind of like a tiny .com that gets subsumed by Cisco or Google. I believe trillions, and I mean trillions, of this $350 trillion of assets in the legacy economy. Trillions of those are going to leave to go to crypto. So you don't even have to be a quality crypto. You don't have to do anything. I mean, you could be the Bcash fork, which is completely worthless from a use standpoint, and be a monster investor. Because I think people are just searching for liquidity. And by the way, there's going to be two more hard forks of Bitcoin in the coming weeks, which are going to give more free cryptocurrency, crypto dividends, as my friend calls it. But aside from those two, because I'm only into crypto right now for the monetary aspect, everything else is a tech stock. I hate Ethereum. I think it's got all kinds of problems and that it's only in it because of this liquidity issue. It's only the number two. Ripple doesn't even count as a cryptocurrency. It's basically a government bank coin. And then there's a whole bunch of others, you know, that have variuses, Dash and Monero and, you know, and there's Bcash. But as far as I'm concerned, it's Bitcoin by far number one, Litecoin. And I have no interest right now in anything else.
Right now. But there's more coming down the pike, obviously.
Absolutely.
And some of them are going to be good.
Some are going to be great. Some are going to change the world. You know, and again, I'm not, you know, there's a term called Bitcoin maximalist that has been attributed to some people in our space. And that's fine. It'd be like saying in precious metals, a gold maximalist, meaning I don't want silver and I don't want platinum and I don't want mining stocks. I just want the best. Of course, you know, in this space, Bitcoin is even more dominant than even gold is in the precious metal space. There's just not really any competition for anything that it's doing right now. But I don't believe that Bitcoin will be the only cryptocurrency that survives and the only one that does well. It's no different than you can look at the dot-com boom as a perfect analogy. It's not like there was one company. There's many successful companies and many, you know, people only know the handful of mainstream, you know, household name ones like Amazon you can't even count Facebook and Google because they weren't around back then. But let's say Amazon, eBay, which, by the way, is being completely taken out of the equation, first by Craigslist and PayPal, which had spun off, and now by things that are going to be done online. Online auctions are going to, blockchain auctions are going to put it away. But there was a handful of winners and then a whole slew of other companies that have come out of the mix to become major tech companies. And that's going to happen in the crypto space, too. And Bitcoin is not going to be used for every transaction. Certain transactions are going to be more conducive to be used by other cryptocurrencies. There's all kinds of things that are going to come at us. That's what's so exciting about the space. But, you know, the major use case of Bitcoin is store of value. And it's going to usurp trillions in the system that is devoid. The only thing that's left in the system, really, that has any monetary value. Yes, silver has a little bit. It certainly will always be monetary, but a lot less than it used to be, is gold. And even gold is archaic compared to Bitcoin. So I think there's just so much money that has to leave the system and enter, you know, talk about a golf ball through a garden hose. This is the, you know, I said this last year, this will be the biggest bull market of all time, but it's more than a bull market. It's a change in the world akin to the change that the internet has had on the world, except, there was a guy in our sector who said recently, hey, ask anyone what's more important in their daily lives, money or email. And I'm sure they'll tell you money. So basically, you know, I would say that the transition from traditional media to the internet isn't as large of an impact as the transition of fiat money to cryptocurrency.
Yeah, well, it's definitely getting interesting in the space. And we're just in the bottom maybe of the first inning.
I would agree. I mean, it's absolutely incredible how few people. I mean, look, I've been in gold for 15 years now, and it's incredible how few people are in it, and fewer are getting into it because of the manipulation of the markets, and partly because, you know, it's just becoming a digital world where people, you know, people who are looking at storing value, the majority of them are starting to look toward Bitcoin. I wrote yesterday, the secret weapon of gold is, well, aside from the production collapse that's coming in the next 10 years as production falls 20% because the cartels destroyed the industry, you have the demographics. Look, the majority of the world's wealth is held by older people, and those older people who are certainly not going to embrace technology and sell their stocks and gold for Bitcoin. They don't need to. They'll take those kind of risks. So that's going to keep demand for gold going for a long time. But then that money is going to be bequeathed to young people. And the secret weapon of Bitcoin is the youth, because the youth and their children are going to be in a digital world. I mean, my five-year-old daughter already is more proficient in computers than most people who, you know, who are in their in their 60s and 70s. It's truly incredible. And the technology savviness that they have, it's going to drive a whole new change in the way the world views financial markets and the way that they view everything. And so, that end game, this is not an end game that's years from now. I mean, anyone think about where we are in cryptocurrency today versus where we were 12 months ago, no one even heard of it. Today, people have heard of it, but the tiniest, if 1% of the U.S. population has a knowledge or interest in gold, I would say a tenth of that has a knowledge or interest in Bitcoin. And right now, there's only a handful of people in the world who have any material amount of Bitcoin. So I would say that, you're going to see an education and explosion of adoption and interest in this space, unlike anything in the history of mankind.
Yeah, well, that's pretty heavy. I mean, that's big. That is major, probably the biggest thing ever, if that's the case.
I believe. Look, I've spent 15 years in the monetary world. This is all I focused on for 15 years. And I think I've been pretty good at seeing the trends, including Bitcoin, which I started talking about almost 2 years ago, because I believe that of everything I've seen in the monetary history of the world, nothing compares to this. It's you think about the technology that has enabled the dollar fiat Ponzi scheme to get this far. I mean, it's all about manipulating markets. We have printing presses. We conclude behind the scenes with derivatives and high frequency algorithms. We've literally taken over the markets and the media. And with this technology, we've been able to, suck the last bit of wealth out of the 99% and make them debt serfs to us in our debilitating system. And they had no idea, and they still have no idea. People like Jamie Dimon, I don't believe Jamie Dimon is aware. I really think he's so caught up in the celebrity of being like a famous white collar mobster partnered with the big central banks in the world. He has no idea what is about to hit him. Like Mike Krieger, our friend, said, it's like the dinosaur trashing the asteroid as it's coming to Earth to demolish him. Because the legacy system, they have no idea what is about to hit them. The average person has no idea what's about to hit them. And if you're listening to this show and you've heard me speak, you probably have never heard even me speak with this much passion, because I don't think this. I know this. And what happened with the Chinese government last week just validated completely. Bitcoin, completely decentralized, cannot be stopped. Now that it has its SegWit activation, it's all the security issues have been taken care of, and it's ready to explode in technological advancement and adoption. And it's going to leave everyone behind. It's going to leave I'm not talking about central banks being destroyed. It's like I'm talking about gold will be kind of like the forgotten asset until it's $10,000. I'm talking about people will not even be watching central banks. Yeah, they may exist. They may be demolished. No one will care because it's the decentralized system. I wrote 2 years ago, I wrote decentralization is the future of value. It's the future of government. It's the future of everything. Centralization has destroyed the world. Decentralization will save it.
Yeah, we can only hope. Well, Andy, just tell us again where to find your work these days.
Yes, CryptoGoldCentral.com. It's been online for just over 2 weeks. It is spectacular. Come in, join the community. Go to my Twitter handle, Andy_Hoffman_CG. And on the website, take that free 7-day trial. Explore the article. Send me messages at ahoffman@CryptoGoldCentral.com. And join the future of money on the Sound Money blog of the 21st century.
All right. Hey, and any questions, comments for myself, Andy, send us an email, kl@carrielutz.com. Twitter feeds @CarrieLutz. And the Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. And Andy, we'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.